Morgan, when are we officially like 100? When is the... So in February 10th of 1925, we first came on the air. And so there's been a lot of different legends over time. And I don't know, before Mike Allen, did we even do traffic?
We did, and we had some people who did traffic. But he, I think, is the one who did it longest. And again, most iconically from the sky. He was originally hired as just a pilot for those reports, and other people were the reporters. And he had said to management, well, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have someone who did both? And he wasn't, he told me, even trying to advance his own career. He just suggested it in the event that he was out sick or the traffic reporter before him was out sick, that someone could do both.
Right.
And that made management think a little bit. And of course, one day it happened.
They're like, hey, we can save money.
Yeah, money, right. They saw dollar signs. And so one day they actually had to do that because the regular reporter was out sick. So Mike did double duty that one morning, and it just grew from there.
Was that like in the 80s or like how?
Early
80s. Yeah.
He was hired in 1980.
But I think of like, it's probably like a small, like, I don't know, single engine prop plane, right? I mean,
it's a small plane.
But the sight lines, did you talk about, like, because if he's flying flat up there, it's hard to see down. So does he have to angle down to get, because it's harder, I would think it's harder to fly and analyze what you're looking at if you don't have the right angle. I mean, I don't know how
he definitely told me about how it's a learning curve. And tomorrow on the show at 2, he'll talk a little bit more about that, where he would have to fly, you're right, at a position that would allow him to see. He'd either have to go kind of off to the side or angle it a little bit in order to see down on the road. And he said, of course, when you're up in the sky and you're looking at I-84 in Hartford, it's hard to tell, okay, where's exit 45 or where's exit 50?
Yeah.
And so he would use landmarks. He'd say, okay, there's, the Capitol. So I know that that's right near the Capitol exit. And so he had to memorize a lot of landmarks across the state.
So if people just joining us tomorrow, 2 p.m., Morgan's weekly show, he's having Mike Allen, who did traffic for how long?
He was here for 40 years doing traffic, and 37 of those were in the Air One airplane.
That's incredible. And yes. What a legacy. And now, and so your full interview will air at 2. Any re-airs, or the people can go to the WTIC.com afterward to get to listen to it?
No re-airs this weekend, but it will be online, WTIC.com. And if you look at the top of the website, I believe it says More. And under More, it will say WTIC 100 Years. And you click on that, and all of our audio related to this series is there.
So when it comes to my, like, first of all, how old is he now?
I don't know his exact age.
Is he in his 80s?
No, I'd say he's probably around 70.
And why did he retire?
Well,
was it an attrition thing?
Yes.
Okay, fine. And what is he doing now?
He is down in Georgia, and he is doing Homes for Humanity now. So he's building homes with this charity.
It's not. Is it Habitat?
Habitat. Yeah, Habitat. My bad. He's part of that down in Augusta, Georgia. I think it is. Near Augusta.
Nice climate too. Was it easy to book him? Was he excited to do it? Or
yes.
Was it hard? Okay.
Yes, he loves his memories from TIC. He loved what he did here. He's enjoying what he's doing now, and he does not miss the winter.
Yeah.
He stresses that. And I guess he's part of a community radio station in that area doing traffic from time to time down there. On the ground. He's not up in a plane anymore.
So what did Mark Christopher do? Like, they had overlap, right? So
yeah, there was some overlap. I don't know if Mark could tell you if he was in the plane or not. Maybe he did on occasion. But Mark was on the ground in Car 1. So when they couldn't take the plane up, or Mark or Mike would also do this too. If they couldn't take the plane up, the weather was no good, or was grounded for some other reason, they used a vehicle.
And there were times like that we needed two traffic people to do the traffic. And this, I mean, I find it, because traffic to me is, you know, I think it's essential to have a traffic person, but I can't visualize having two out in the field. Maybe it's because technology is different now.
I think it's different because today we could go online and look at traffic cameras. Right. In that era, they really had to find the problems, I believe, or respond to tips and go and investigate them accordingly.
That's really fascinating. Any other tidbits? You know, obviously 2 o'clock tomorrow, Mike Allen, if you are a longtime listener of WTIC, I mean, I used to love, I mean, it almost like was surreal that they would go to him up in the air, and he was so clean and tight. And yes. I didn't even think that he was flying the plane. You know?
I think it's just fascinating to hear his routine, how he would circle the greater Hartford area. And if something, say, in New Haven or Bridgeport Major happened, he would go on occasion. But for the most part, he circled around Hartford, and he had this routine that he did every 20 minutes. It would repeat, basically, his flight. And he did that mornings and afternoons. I'm also fascinated by the technology aspect, how he actually got his signal from the plane
to get on the radio.
Studio.
Yeah.
And he talks about how there was a custom-built apparatus that was in the plane, and it connected over two-way radio, basically, back to the station.
Did he tell some stories? I mean, he must have had some.
He has like, some cool stories.
Near, I don't know if near death or, like, bird strikes. I don't know. Like, I mean, over that long a time, his stuff must have happened. I mean, I imagine he's got some stories. Morgan, we look forward to 2 o'clock tomorrow. If you go to WTIC.com and you click on the tab that says More, you can find the 100th anniversary and all of Morgan's audio from doing this for almost a year now is there. So nice job, Morgan. We look forward to it.